Trantifa, convicted trans kidnapper tells pride crowd to punch TERFs in the face while waving Antifa flag. By Kurt Zindelka on July 10, 2023. A transgender activist with a serious criminal history of violence attended London's Trans Pride Parade on Saturday and was filmed urging the crowd to attack feminists who are critical of the transgender movement while waving a flag for the far-left Antifa group. Transgender radical Sarah Jane Baker, who served 30 years in prison for kidnapping and torturing her stepmother's brother before attempting to murder another prisoner, appeared to make calls to violence against TERFs, a term used by LGBTQ activists to deride so-called trans-exclusionary feminists such as J.K. Rowling for being critical of biological men encroaching on female-only spaces and for the negative impacts of trans ideology and its practitioners on children. Appearing before the Trans Pride Parade in London, Baker said in a video posted on social media, "I was gonna come here and be really fluffy and be really nice and say yeah, be really lovely and queer and gay. Nah, if you see a TERF, punch them in the fucking face." Baker, who appeared before the crowd holding a flag of the violent street leftist activist group Antifa, also posted pictures of attending the rally, with the captions Trans Prisoner Alliance and Trantifa. The calls to violence from the convicted kidnapper sparked outrage online, with comedian and GB News presenter Andrew Doyle, an openly gay man, saying, "If a call for violence is getting cheers from the crowd, there's something rotten in your movement." Labour MP Clive Lewis also joined in on the condemnation, writing, "Advocating violence against others is wrong, and this is no exception. But as you'll be aware, violent language and actions are not unique to one side on this issue." The comments from Baker have not yet been condemned by far-left Mayor of London Sadiq Khan, who endorsed the Trans Pride March, writing on Twitter, "I want to wish everyone at London Trans Pride today a joyful, safe and empowering day. It's never been more important to support trans people who are being stigmatized and placed at the heart of a toxic culture war." Khan, who has he/him pronouns in his Twitter bio, added, "As your mayor, I will always be on your side." The Daily Telegraph cites comment by the organizers of London Trans Pride, who appear to move to back Baker on Monday. They are reported to have said, "Sarah and many others in our community hold a lot of rage and anger, and they have the right to express that anger through their words. We do not condone violence. We do not back a call to arms for violence of any kind. We do condone righteous anger and the right to the free speech that was expressed yesterday. We have and will continue to march in peace." Earlier this year, four members of the Labour Party, Angela Eagle, Lloyd Russell Moyle, Nadia Witham, and Olivia Blake, came under criticism for appearing alongside the convicted kidnapper at a protest organized by the same group that organized Saturday's parade, London Trans Pride. The four leftist MPs denied that they were aware of who Baker was or hear any of the comments made by the trans activist during the protest. Yet, this was seemingly contradicted by footage posted by the Tottenham Conservatives, which appeared to show the MPs standing and listening to Baker admit to being a convicted criminal. Baker was also photographed personally handing over a loud hailing speaker to Labour MP Lloyd Russell Moyle at the January protest. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.